Blog Talk Radio. morning, good afternoon, good whatever, wherever you are, good God morning. Because one thing about it, how many of you are shouting right now about what God has done for you? I'm telling you all, y'all already know I'm running. I'm doing skipping, I'm hopping, I'm doing everything. Because no matter what it is, he's done it. He has done it. It's what he's done. It's not what you're going through. It's what he's done. I say good morning again all over God's land, because that's exactly whose land it is. It's God's land. Don't get it mistaken. Don't get it twisted. It is God's land, and we are God's people. So I say good morning to you, Africa. Good morning, United Kingdom. Good morning, Fiji, to my Caribbean people. Good morning, South Florida. Good morning, New York, North Carolina. Where are you, Atlanta? We're definitely not going to leave you out. And much love to my ADM family. We just love you. We love you. We love you. But know this, that God loves you most. And I am just thankful on this morning that I have, that I can really sit and say that I have the true living God as my Father. And I'm just grateful that he woke me up this morning and granted me a new mercy. New mercy, new everything. So on today, I just want you to once again remember you have the authority and the power to command your atmosphere. You don't allow your atmosphere to command you. You be the game changer. You be the mind regulator of your situation, and you command what needs to go on in your life today and every day. Every day, understand the power that God has given us, and use that power. Use it. So today is a terrific Tuesday. Thankful Tuesday, wherever it is you want it to be, let it be, but just speak it. Let today know that what you went through on yesterday, you refuse in the name of Jesus to go through it today. Let today know that there are better days ahead. Let today know if you cried on yesterday, today that was your last day, because today you will walk in peace. You will walk in love. You will walk with joy. And you're not going to allow anything or anybody to separate you from the love of God. And I'm not just talking to the United States. I'm talking to God's people. Understand that. I am talking to God's people this morning. So you take authority over your life. Make some changes in it. Twerk it. Tweet it, whatever it needs to be, but know that the power of life resides inside of you. You have a spoken word to say exactly what you want it to be. Decree it and declare it, and know that it is going to be established. Don't let how the foggy weather might be outside, the overcast that may be outside, whatever may be going on, it may be dark. It may look like that the sky is getting ready to break through with rain. And then you may be in a sunny situation. But just know, see the light. See Christ. See him. And know that all things work together for your good. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. Please bring us in prayer.
Good morning, Evangelist, and good morning, Saints. Once again, we thank you for tuning in with us. It's always an awesome experience to commune with God. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this beautiful Tuesday morning that we are all alive to see the splendor of your marvelous creation, God. We worship you and praise your holy name, God. We bless your name, O God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. O God, we appreciate all you will continue to do for us, O God. Heavenly Father, we trust you completely because we believe that you are stronger than we are stronger, God. In you, O God, because we're standing on the word of today, O God. Your mighty words are powerful, O God. We thank you, God, for this, O God. We continue, God, to do your work, O God, like never before, O God. Lord, we thank you for your continued protection, God. We thank you for your protecting angels around our home and our family, O God. Giving us strength for this day, O God, and filling us with your peace, O God. Pour out your blessings as you have always blessed us, O God. We thank you, God, for bringing us the word every morning, God, on this Tuesday morning, God, as you continue, as we wake another beautiful morning, God,
clear our minds, oh God. Fire our spirits up, oh God, so that we can be the salt of the earth wherever we go today, oh God, to do your work, oh God. We can commit ourselves to you, oh God, and we establish our words to you, oh God. You have established our plans, oh God. We should make it known to you, oh God, and you will set forth our efforts, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We will not, God, be anxious about anything, oh God, but in everything, God, by prayer and petition, oh God, with thanksgiving, oh God, we present our request to you, oh God, this day, oh God. And in the presence of you, God, you will transcend all understanding, oh God, will bring us peace, joy, understanding, oh God. We, God, our Father, we trust you, oh God. We continue all our works to you, oh, today, oh God. We we surrender every the smallest thing that we're going through, God. Everything that we're going through today, oh God, we surrender the task into your hand, oh God. Help us, sweet Holy Spirit, to be attentive to your still small voice, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, directing our path today, oh God. May we continue, God, to hear your spirit, God, like never before, oh God. Let us come boldly before you, God. Great before the throne, receive the blessing you graciously forgive and provide for us, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, God. It's Jesus in your matchless name. It's in your powerful name, oh God, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen, Jesus. Amen, we thank you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God, we thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And before we go any further, Father, I just want to pray for all the COVID, the people right now that's being affected by COVID, Lord Jesus. I got a text early morning that something that hit home, but I'm going to tell y'all something. It sucker punched me, but one thing about it, I just thank God for the relationship that I have with him, because even though the pain may be here, but I'm able, and the tears rolled down my eyes to know that my brother, not my biological brother, but that's my brother, is laying on life support right now. In the hospital, I still have a knowing of who God is. And when you have the knowing of who God is, it takes away the pain. It takes away the strain. It takes away the stress, because you know who he is and you know the power is being. And the beautiful thing is that when you know that this person is Jesus Christ is there, Lord and Savior. So what I want to pray today is to make sure that we are the people that we know that we are spreading the good news of God. We're letting people know that Jesus saves and he offers us eternal life. And we have the ability, the choice to live as a kingdom citizen. We have the ability and the choice to obtain salvation, and we don't want it to go, we don't want to wait for what we can put off for tomorrow. And when you know this, and you don't know, you know, but one thing about it, when you can see that a person's life has changed and they don't have a problem with speaking the word of God. They don't have a problem with letting you know who has been their help in the time of trouble, who has been the lifter of their hand, who was the very person that may have brought them out of so many trials and storms, or just a person who changed them from one person to the next, that brought them out of the darkness and into the light. So I just feel that it is our reasonable service, hallelujah, Lord. It is our reasonable service to make sure that we are making sure that the people that we're surrounded by, and not even just those, the people that you may be sitting on the street corner and the Holy Spirit tugs you and say, listen, go and speak word and speak life into that brother's life. Let them know who Jesus is. Let them know what he can do for them. Let them know that you don't have to be this way, but most of all, let them know that you can receive salvation and have an everlasting life, and then go through what it is, and then sit back and watch people make a change in your life. So even with a heavy heart, I'm not heavy laden, because I know that God's will be done. But I do want to say just a special prayer for those that may have people that's going through right now, and just ask, I don't even have to pray about it. Let me just say, just trust God. Trust God in the process. Trust God. Don't trust yourself. Trust God and speak the word. Father, let thy will be done. because those words speak to multitudes. Those words made a change and a difference in you and our life, and that's why we're able to sit and say Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He is our headship. He's everything to us, and we thank him and we appreciate all the things. We could never, ever repay him for the things that he has done to pave a way for you and I, sinners like me, sinners like you, sinners that just even sometimes continue to do the same thing over and over. But I just want to speak to those people that feel like this life is supposed to be just a bundle of joy, and that you're not going to have to go through different things. It's how you act. It's how you react when you go through those things. I'm not telling you that you cannot be in a place of sorrow. I'm not going to ever sit and say that, but it's something when you know who Jesus is. It's something when you have the expectation that your life, Jesus bore the cross, so you're going to go through some things too. It's something when you're anchored and you're in a place to know, when I go through these things, that I'm not going to go through them alone, that Jesus is there, that the Holy Spirit is my all. He's going to bring me out. So for those people that may have some loved ones that's going through some illnesses right now that dealing with COVID, I just sit and ask you to continue to pray their strength, pray the people around them that may be going through some things that may not be where you're at in Christ at this point in time. Pray for them as well, and pray, definitely pray that God's will be done in the person's life that may be affected at this time. But most of all, speak godly wisdom into people's life and let them know that there are precautionary measures that shall be taken and that we all shall do so. But in the event that something happens or whatever, we need to make sure that people are where they're supposed to be, and that's in a life with Christ. That's in that have obtained salvation. They're in a place where they know who Jesus is and what their purpose is and what his purpose was when he came and he walked on this earth and he made himself a living sacrifice. And that's what you and I on today, to tomorrow and forevermore need to be striving for. So I just wanted to throw that out before we get into the word of God today. I'm just in a place right now, everybody. I'm just allowing the Holy Spirit to use me as he feels so, because I've noticed when evangelists need to do things, it all get all tangled up in entanglement. But when you get into a place where you trust in God to see you through it all, then you just be able to lay back and sit and say, God, I'm riding with you. I'm moving with you, whether it's car, whether it's whatever. I remember we had an analogy about the ambulance and being in the car, being in the ambulance and just being the rider of the ambulance. And that's what I want to talk about today. We can use the ambulance, you can use whatever, but it's through it all today. And we want to go over to Isaiah 43:2. And I just wanted, this is just a reminder. It's a reminder to let people know that God tells us that he will be with us as we, me, you, go through the water and through the fire. And this means that we will have to face, if God is telling you, saints, that he will be with you through the water, through the fire, what does that tell you? That tells you that you're going to go through some hard times. That tells you that there is some turbulence. That tells you that there is some waves that may be a bit too steep for you and may have you fall off of the surfboard, may have you go under the water when you might just be simply in a place in the beach enjoying yourself. And I'm just using some little analogies here, so stay with me. But the beauty of it is that God is there with us as we face our trials and our tribulations. And in our lives, things cannot be avoided. Now, we put ourselves in situations. We put, and I'm going to speak from me because I'm just transparent like that. We put our own selves in situations, but just on a just the day-to-day situation, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, there are some things that you, me, and everybody else may go through and not even have a function or have a thought that they're going to come your way. But the beauty of it, again, you have the promise in Isaiah 43:2 that God will be with you. You know, I know that I don't know what specific challenges that different people that's on this line are going through, but I can tell you this from experience. I can tell you this as a testimony that they are intended to strengthen you. They are intended to develop your character. They are intended to allow you to persevere. They are intended to sanctify you. They are intended to purify you. They are intended to teach you the unique lessons of suffering. They are intended to teach you the benefits and disciplines of sacrifice and to make you a better person. Now, you speaking to the choir director this morning, because I could not sit and put this together without realizing that everything that I have just said, that my trials, my storms, my situations did these things for me. And sometimes I have to even do a rewind and go and pull some things back together. But when you realize that God is with you, then you are able to deal with it differently. And this is the other thing. When God gives you accountability partners to go through these situations, and this is the thing, when you are, it's a terrible thing to go through it through loneliness. To go through your different obstacles and your persecution, it's a terrible thing to go through it in a lonely state. And there's times that when I went through my situations, and we go through them every day. We pick up our cross every day. It was times that I felt like nothing wasn't going to work. I was ready to give up. I was ready to give up. It just felt like the weight of the world just came and knocked me down. And I'm talking about faith. Let me keep it real with you. I'm talking about since I've been praising the Lord, calling on his name, dancing and shouting and doing all type of different things. I mean, it's just like a big, every storm that could possibly form turned into one. But guess what? I knew not to give up. And let me tell you why. This is the beauty of it. When God puts people in your life that will not allow you to give up, these people are the people, and you might not even want to hear a word that they say. You might see them coming, and you might run away. They become sandpaper to you. But this is the thing. You're not running away because you don't like them. You're running away because you know that they're coming to tell you the truth. You're running away because you know that there's going to be some correction. You're running away because you want to be in a place that you stay down and they're going to give you words of encouragement to pick you up. You're running away because it may be something too hard for you because you're still in the mist and refuse to turn it over to God, and so you feel a little bit uncomfortable. You feel like, why am I sitting in this person talking to me and telling me what God can do for me and that he'll never leave me nor forsake me when I want to be in a place of pity, when I want to be in a place where I want to stay down, when I want to be in a place that I say I want to give up. I no longer want to live anymore. Nothing is going right in my life. But one thing about God knows exactly what we need, when we need it, and who he has chosen to give it to. to give who he gives it to and who is going to be on the receiving end. And that's what I love about knowing who my Father is, having a personal relationship with him, knowing that when I go through the storm, when I go through the fire, that he is not going to allow me to sink in that water. He's not going to, I may be in the fire, but I'm not going to get a burn on me. I'm not going to be in a place where I come out with a stench of fire, of smoke on me. And that's because you realize that he is the person that saved you. A lot of us be looking for God to, really looking. I'm being serious this morning. You really be looking and thinking that God is going to stretch this hand. This hand is going to come out of the sky or come wherever and pull you up when God has really put the people that he has, I'm going to say predestined, ordained. I may be a little bit wrong, but I'm willing to take constructive criticism. The people that he has chosen to put, be in a place to help you, to build you up, and to pull you up out of those storms. But because they look like me and you, and you decide, no, that cannot be the person that God has used. But let me tell you something, Saint. Don't look at what the person looks like. You look at the abilities, the capabilities that God has given them to make a change in their life. You look at what you might have been this person. Your name may be attached to convict. Your name may be attached to drug dealer. Your name may be attached to prostitute. Your name may be attached to a person that's been addicted on drugs. But see, you don't realize that's what the name say. What did God go in and what did he change that person into being? And as this person was going through their storm, I'm talking about the drug dealer, the prostitute, the con, whatever it is you want to call them, it was God that brought them out. And see, when God brought them out, what he was doing was he was equipping them to be the people, the person of whomever to help you out of your trials, out of your tribulations, the ones that you may go through every single day. And then not only that, he puts godly wisdom. Their vision becomes so intact where and they're so alerted. And one thing I want to sit and say that I'm learning is that iron sharpens iron. And what you may not see, your accountability partner, it may be three, it may be four, it may be five, it may be one. It's seeing what you can't see. So you're never in a place where you are blindsided when you're going through your trial and your tribulation. You're in a place that even though the blow come and knocks you down, that's when your accountability come, partner, come running and say, don't worry, I got you this time. Let me get a little bit up under you. Let me push while you crawling over to the right. Let me put my weight up on you to hold you up from the left side. And see, we're coming with that. There's power. There's wisdom. There's knowledge. There's perseverance. There's tenacity. There's the will to keep on moving on. But you have to have the people that God has placed there for you. And you have to understand that the people that you are choosing for your accountability partner, they done went through some things. Because, see, if they have not, if you're looking for a picture-perfect person, a model person, if they have not went through anything, how can they help you? How can they give you a testimony? How can they give you a message to bring you up out of the deep? How can they tell you that you need to put one foot before you and the other left in front of you when you're walking in that fiery furnace? How can they tell you that you need to sing praises unto the Lord, and the praises will confuse whatever is going on, and the praises will open doors for you and do all the different things? How can they tell you that if they have not been through what you are going through now. And this is the problem that I have with people, because I had it with myself. You listen to people. See, you see people and they look like they are this and they look like that they're that. And when you get into a situation, they run left because they don't have the perseverance. They don't have the faith that you need. They don't have the trust that you need. They don't have the belief that you need, the believing that God is who he is and say he is. They don't have the scars, they don't have the stripes that where they done been beat. They don't have the story to tell you how they've been lied on and persecuted, mistreated and abused. They can't tell you that. So what does it have? What happens? You stay in the same old place, going through the same old thing, and you wonder why when you're calling out to God. And he comes back and he lets you know some kind of way, whether it's the scripture from the prophetic, whatever, however God talks to you and sit and say, I tried to help you, but you looked at that person, you turned your nose down at that person, or you looked at that person because you felt like that person thought they was better than you when they was trying to give you words of wisdom and godly counsel, so you stayed in your storm. You decided to stay in the fire. You decided to stay out there in the deep ocean and continue to try to tread the water, but your head, and you got tired, and no matter how much you tread, you kept going up under. I sit and say to you all today, before I turn it over to Minister Chiquita, that we pay attention. Pay attention to the people that God has for you. Because I love that song, what God has for me, it is for me. You do not, if you find a person that comes before you and they give you their resume, and I'm talking about the resume of life, and they have not a blemish on it, I'm going to give you this advice. Give them back the resume. Turn around. Don't even walk. Start running. Because that's not the people, the person, or anybody that you want to deal with. You want to deal with the people that can tell you and give you advice to tell you how to come out of the storm. You want to deal with people that can give you advice to tell you how to pick your cross and walk daily and still be successful and know that there is prosperity on the other side. There is a fulfillment in life. Those are the type of people that you want to deal with. You want to deal with the people that's not ashamed to tell you what they have been through. You want to deal with that person that will step up and get before the crowd and say, yes, I was a prostitute, but this is who I am today. I was a drug dealer, but this is who I am today. I was that addict, but this is who I am today. But let me take the mic to tell you how I got to be this person today. And let me tell you who the person is. The person is faithful servant. Let me tell you who the person is. The person is, I'm not ashamed. Let me tell you who the person is. I cried my last tear on yesterday. Let me tell you who the person is. I was down low, but God brought me back up, and he may have used people. See, we looking for all the time these supernatural things when you really have to realize the supernatural has already occurred in your life. The supernatural were the people that God put before you. He heard your cry. He answered it, and he gave you the way out. He gave you the deliverer. But then we sit and say, well, I haven't seen it yet. You know why? Because you refuse to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you, to open up your eyes, to open up your ears, to allow you to see the things that's before you. You want to stay in the deep water. You want to stay in the fire. You choose not to believe God's word in Isaiah 43:2 to tell you he'll be there with you. You refuse to believe that God is a rescuer. You refuse to believe that God is a deliverer. You refuse to believe that God is a healer, because you sitting there and you trying to wait to see God himself come down and do it when God has already picked and chosen the people that's going to help you to get to where you need to be. Turning it over to you, Minister Chiquita. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I want to ask the question. I want to allow Apostle Temple Spencer to come on this morning. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Minister Chiquita, line dropped, phone dropped. Amen. But good morning, and God bless all of you all. You know, it's so many areas, evangelists, where you were just sharing with people. And, and it's really, if you really take a step back to these life lessons or these life studies, because that's basically what it is. It's just life and experience of life, going through different things, and, you done seen it, you done dealt with it. Amen. These are the things that will get you wisdom. And they help you to begin to mature and grow. Amen. You got things around you all the time that will bring you into matureness, bring you into growth. But we as people, we have to accept things for what they are. Amen. And we cannot be in this place of denial. And we cannot live in this place of denial. Because at the end of the day, as evangelists were sharing different things about people and, different ways and different things that keeping people stuck and, different things. And you got to understand, these are choices. And these are choices. And this is where I always try to teach people, you got to understand or receive or, you got to believe people for who they are. Because, number one, they make the choices. And you don't spend so much of time and energy to where so many people are burnt out by people and they don't want nothing to do with people because you are placing yourself to be burnt out by people. You cannot change something that doesn't want to be changed or not ready to be changed. Regardless of how much we speak out paradigm, receive your paradigm, your turnaround is coming, until they ready to deal with the truth within them and ready to deal with the truth that their life is, amen, it's nothing that you can do other than get stressed out, get tired of our folks, getting tired of being backstabbed, getting all this kind of stuff. This is what's going to happen because people will embrace, a lot of people, people that is not ready for change, they will embrace you when they don't have nothing else going on. When they down on their luck, when they at the rock bottom, when they all into situation. Sometimes God will lead people there. And many a times us good saints, we'll try to bring people out of these situations where God said, I'm putting you there because you don't want to listen. You want to be rebellious. You want to jump out and do whatever you want to do. And I bring people in your life to hold you accountable over and over and over again. But you got to say, always got something to say. See, I start looking at people sideways now. I start looking at a different eye now. Because if you're a believer, you save and sanctify, filled with the Holy Ghost. And if you say you understand and know the word of God, it's no way we should be living in that type of life. We should be living. We should not even be in that place. Amen. We should not even be in that place having the spirit of awe and all this kind of stuff going on. Because even when someone tell us the truth, we'll be receptive because you know why? I'm trying to be better. I ask God for this. I want to be great. I ask God for this. I ask God for the change. I got a question, to ask the people. When you ask God for change, how do you expect for him to do it? How do you expect for God to do it? If you ask God to change your situation, to change you, to change your life, change your surroundings, How do you expect God to do it? Do you expect him to come down, snap his finger, and everything the way you want it is just going to be made that way? You expect for the angels of the Lord to come down, move folks out the way, put these people on here, put their things over here, and just, you know, just cater to you, and you got it the way you want it. How do you expect God to do these changes in your life when you ask God for change or when you receive for change? Amen? How do you expect it? Bible declares it as this, iron sharpens iron. I got a question. What is being sharpened in your life and what iron that God is using to sharpen you in your life? But we are so much emotional beings. We get offended about everything. Some of us still living in past trauma of life of being talked about, backstabbed, and all this kind of stuff here, life's trauma. And now when God began to hold you accountable and begin to try to groom you and all this kind of stuff here, now we have a lot of resistance going on because why? We still living in the trauma of the past, and we cannot deal with or get to our future. You know, you won't believe how many people are years are behind off of their right now blessing. Now, I'm talking about currency. Currency, not the past, but the currency of the blessing. So many people are so many years are off of the future or the what's to come blessing. Amen? So many years so from it, you still been catching up. Amen? So many people are still catching up from the past blessing that they should have received 5 years ago. So many people still catching up from blessings that they should have received 10 years ago. So many people still catching up on blessings that they should have received 7 years ago. And they still living in a catch-up phase, and they cannot live in the currency of right now. Amen? We trying to get to the currency of what God is doing right now, but I'm still trying to get my heart rehealed. I'm trying to get my life rehealed. The blessing that I got from that blessing that I should have got from that trauma I've been through 15 years ago, I'm just now getting it win right now. Amen? Amen. And we just not getting our right now. And we have so much of catching up to do, and so many people alive got so much of catching up to do, amen, to where it brings them into a place of frustration. Why? Because we are people get offended, amen, when we even know the truth about ourselves. Amen? We always have these reasons. I always put these reasons. A gossiper is a gossiper. It ain't no, well, the reason why, or the reason why I said it, or the reason why. It's still, regardless of whatever reason, is a gossiper. A liar is a liar. Well, the reason why I lied, the reason why I said it, the reason why I just went off like this here, that's still don't change, my God Almighty, the identity of what's going on. You just have a reason why you did it. Amen? But it's still a what? A liar. So when God begins to hold you accountable, and a lot of people feel as though their reason of their life is justified of the things that they do or the actions that they do, feels though the reason why I'm going through, the reason why I did this, the reason why I walk this way, the reason why I talk this way, the reason why I act like this here, and it feels though because of the reason or the things that was done to them, it justifies them why they do what they do. God is not a God of justifying your situation for you. God is a God of my. He don't bend his scripture, his standard for nobody. It might get ease your own conscience to where you feel better about yourself, but it's not going to ease the category of what God placed things in. So we have to understand something. If we want to grow in life, we want to grow in God, we want to grow into the blessings, amen, we have to be, the work has to deal with us. We have to deal with the work of growth, the matureness, and different things. When you begin to see people's lives and the negative of what's going on in people's lives, they got this going on, they got this going on, and just about all your conversation is about a cousin, about a friend, about this, what they got going on, trauma they got going on, stuff that they got going on. Take an evaluation. How much space you got into all that where where you can really see yourself, but you're seeing everybody else. So how can you grow as an individual? How can you be developed as an individual? How can you prosper as an individual where your eyes is always on somebody else, my God, things that they do, but you don't even focus on much of yourself? We should be spending about 95% of our life, amen, walking, developing and dealing with self, dealing with self. The other 5%, amen, is now now is your giving in. You know, you're trying to encourage somebody or whatever. But 95% of the time, you encouraging yourself, you motivating yourself, you telling yourself to get together, you trying to do more work on yourself than you are trying to work on somebody else's situation, amen? And that's accountability. And that's where accountability comes in at. So we're going to be better people, better individual. We got to first get out of this being offended all the time. You know, we got to get out of offended. People that always get offended about their ways and their self, amen, you're just not ready to be, you're not ready to let it go. You're not ready to be delivered. You got something to justify why you are the way you are, amen? And without you understanding, it's no justification. And wrong is wrong. You know, right is right. It's nothing to justify or bring it in between. Amen? So we're going to grow. You got to understand, it's your life. It's your blessing. You can live, listen, you can live tormented, suffering, go through all kinds of stuff here on earth, and you could transition and live in heaven and just have a glorified time in heaven. You could choose how you want to live or what you want to do. You could choose that, amen? And if so many people make these type of choices where they don't suffer so much here on earth, amen, to where they're rejoicing in heaven. Why choose that way where you could have both? You can have a beautiful, blessed life, and plus make heaven your home. But at the end of the day, the choice is yours. That you, evangelist.
Amen. Amen. Listen, saints, as usual, we always going to get some great nuggets, some great things, some great words of wisdom in there. And I agree wholeheartedly. When God is speaking, I'm listening. Trust and believe, and we all need to be in that place. But before we leave, I want to say this. Gifts are given to us by God, but good fruit and godly character, it must be developed. And basically, that's where we have to spend time with self. We have to be the one to identify and develop our characters. We have to be able to identify them. And we just know this, because this is something that I have learned. We will always go through some obstacles and difficulties, floods and fires. But God continues to strengthen us as we go through them. He's preparing us. He's preparing us for something greater. And he's changing our ways, but you, as Apostle said, it's a choice. It's a matter of choice into how you want to do it and how you want to deal with it. We would be wise. It would be wise for me, you, any and everybody that's under the sound of my voice to learn to deal with the challenges of life instead of trying to be the force against them. You need to learn to deal with them. And as you learn to deal with them, you start building. Your strength gets built, or your tenacity, you're able to persevere. So when the next flood comes, you know how to deal. Your wisdom gets a little bit. As we said, that iron sharpens iron. So you know what your next move is, your next step is. You're able to sit back like playing chess and concentrate on what your next move is. But you and I have to be into a place where we're ready to receive the tools, the equipment, the wisdom, the godly advice, the constructive criticism, and everything to take us into that place. Just remember that you're never alone. If you're alone, that's because that's what you choose to. If you're alone, that's because you're refusing to open your eyes to see where God has you. If you're alone, it's because you just choose to be in a place of isolation, because God promises us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He has already paved the way for us. knowing that we are going to go through these different times. You just need to make the right choice. So today is Tuesday. Let it be a thought that resonates through Thoughtful Tuesday, that resonates. Take the advice, the godly wisdom that God has provided to you today through those nuggets, and choose God. Choose his way. Choose his way, because he's there and he will never leave us nor forsake us. And you know that because you're here today. You're here today standing. You're here today in a place where you can praise God that he brought you out of what you were in some time ago. You ain't got to go all the way back there, because today you're here. So he brought you through on yesterday. So just give him all the praise, give him all the glory, and let God know that you realize, you recognize that he is here, and you are receiving the help, the godly counsel, and the wisdom that he has provided for you. And guess what? You will be victorious if you can submit to the things that were shared on, with you today. So listen, AVM loves you, but God loves you most. Have a beautiful day in the Lord. Do not let your obstacles overcome you. Know that you have the authority. You have power and authority that's in your tongue. Do not allow the negativity to come out of your mouth all day today. Command your atmosphere and allow positive words to be spoken. Speak positive words into your life. In Jesus' name, we love you, we love you, we love you, and we are out. Have a beautiful day.
And worthy, he who was dead, he is alive, he reigns forever, he is the Christ, he is the prophet, lifted high. Oh, no.